From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Poland and more than 20 NATO member nations are launching a large-scale military exercise. The exercise will involve 31,000 troops, 3,000 vehicles, 105 aircraft, and 12 Navy ships. It's part of a move to assure Central and Eastern European countries that are worried by Russia's aggression in Ukraine.
У нас вызывает негативные отношения линия.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the exercise bring a negative reaction from his government. Security officials in Ukraine say they have arrested a Frenchman who amassed an arsenal of weapons and was plotting to attack the European Championship football tournament in France. Ukraine's SBU security service chief said the man planned to attack both Jewish and Muslim places of worship, as well as a French tax office and infrastructure for the Euro 2016 games, which take place June 10th through July 10th. A 77-year-old World Bank economist has a slim lead over Keiko Fujimori in Peru's presidential runoff election. With more than 90% of the votes counted, Pedro Kuczynski has less than a 1% lead over Fujimori, the daughter of disgraced former President Alberto Fujimori. Annual high-level talks between American and Chinese officials began Monday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is taking part in the U.S.-China Strategic Economic Dialogue in Beijing. He says the United States is urging China and its Asian-Pacific neighbors to find a diplomatic solution to the territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The talks also will focus on cybersecurity and climate change, as well as economic matters. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication it is widening its arms effort. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North has likely resumed activities at a plant at Yongbyon that had been banned by the United Nations. Yukiya Amano is the director of the IAEA.
I strongly urge North Korea to implement fully all relevant IAEA and Security Council resolutions.
Amano says because the agency does not have monitors in North Korea, it cannot be certain about its activities. The U.S. Navy restricted its personnel in Japan after a U.S. sailor on Okinawa was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. Peter Cook is a U.S. spokesman.
These restrictions will help prevent future incidents by ensuring that each service member understands how their actions affect the U.S.-Japan alliance, which is essential to the security and stability in the region.
The Navy has been under pressure from Okinawa residents who are calling for the removal of U.S. bases. At least one protester was shot and killed. 20 were wounded Monday in the Kenyan city of Kisumu as Kenya's opposition resumed its weekly protests against the country's electoral commission. Demonstrations took place in six cities. Jill Craig reports.
The demonstration in Kisumu descended into police gunfire and burning tires. In the capital, Nairobi, a more peaceful protest took place. Hundreds of opposition supporters marched to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission, known as the IEBC. They waved tree branches and held signs that read, "Kenyans don't trust IEBC." Kenya's High Court this morning declined to block the planned protests. The judge also ordered the police to provide security for the demonstrators. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
A Norwegian refugee council says Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians fleeing from battles between Islamic State and Iraqi government forces in Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the group since 2014. The Islamic State group is imposing a harsh set of rules on residents of areas it controls in Syria and Iraq during the month-long Ramadan observance. Ramadan began on Monday. The rules include forbidding the use of satellite TV receivers, limiting the hours of daily work, and instituting strict dress codes for women. Somalia's president says he wants plans in place to accommodate more than 300,000 Somalis expected to come home if Kenya closes the Dadaab refugee camp. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.